call this meeting to order, the Lane County Animal Services Advisory Committee, Monday, June 12th, 2023, and at the appointed time. And we have a pretty brief agenda, but we will go through it and share any information, and I'm sure there are a lot of questions.
And Chair Bartlett, before we begin, can we do a quick round of introductions?
Sure. I'm Scott Bartlett, co-chair.
Virginia Kaiser. Bernadette DiPiero. Linda Corn High, co-chair.
David Calderwood.
And Nathan Mitchell, Lane County.
Stacy Manny, senior animal welfare officer.
Sasha Elliott from Green Hill Humane Society.
And then we have Tasha virtually as well. Tasha, do you want to do a quick intro?
I'm Tasha Williams-Anton. I work with Banfield. I'm one of the practice managers here locally.
Okay. Thanks, Tasha. Okay.
All right. So I don't think there's any public commentary today. And welcome to everybody. Are there any changes to the agenda? Hearing none. Would the committee like to acknowledge the audio minutes of May 2023?
So acknowledged.
We didn't have
any. All right. Any objection to that? Hearing none. New and continuing business. This might be a very short meeting. New and continuing business. Nate, did you have any ideas for new and continuing business of any kind? Allocation.
Yes, so we can definitely talk about that. So we did get the $10,000 approved by the Board of County Commissioners on June 7th. So that was approved and signed. So our LCAS staff is currently on the look for a trailer. Stacy, would you like to provide a little bit of info on that?
Sure. So we have to buy it from a taxable entity instead of like finding a trailer off of Craigslist or Facebook and going through private parties where you can get them a little cheaper. So we're looking, we're hoping Thursday afternoon, Isabel and I can go up to Albany and look at some trailers. And there's two trailer stores on the way up there that we're going to check out that their inventories are not online. And she's familiar with these stores, so.
And these are going to go, this is going to go to?
Animal services for like livestock evacuation and transportation. Okay. Or when we have neglect cases, and we need to take an animal, we don't have to like spend a week or 2 weeks trying to find people to transport the animal for us. We can do it ourselves.
Does animal services not have in its budget a certain measure of accrued or disposable capital?
It does not. So it does have two trucks that are in what's called the replacement fund. So those vehicles, once they reach their life cycle, usually about 10 years or so, 10 to 12 years, they would have accrued enough replacement funds to be replaced. So it's really just kind of a self-sustaining system for the vehicles. But other than that, there's not really a capital savings fund.
Where will they be storing the trailer once they get it?
Here, just, I believe, right here where our livestock evacuation cargo trailer is stored as well. So you're on the campus.
Well, that's good to hear. And any other significant or eventful things you want to share with us?
No.
Okay. Are you, is LCAS going to put out a July 4th press release about fireworks?
No, I should have said we do have a June 24th training that we're going to be doing for livestock shelter and transportation and shelter in place for when we have disasters. So Isabel and I are putting that on Saturday, June 24th, and it's been posted in the public on the news. I think it was last week I was on the news. Yeah.
Well, we usually have a press release through the county.
That would be Devin, our public information officer.
Right. And it should be done, and we should request it in advance of July 4th to have pets inside the house in an interior room, whatever else. You put out one too, don't you? Green Hill does.
Yeah, Green Hill always does.
Maybe you could send your standard one to Nate, and you can send it to public.
Sure.
We work closely with Devin as well to ensure any communications are.
Yeah, I was going to say, she probably has that already. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but if you would do it anyway, I don't want a liability.
Sure.
And that would be fine. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, LCAS activity. Nate and you.
So that was really our two major updates were probably the trailer and the training.
Yeah.
That will occur. Besides that, I think it's been kind of just standard operations.
Yes. Yes, just standard. It's just starting to pick up today.
Good. Is this kitten season? any open discussion? Any comment?
I think we missed Green
Hill. This is the pièce de résistance. So Green Hill activity. Really interested in what the status is of all that. I might say I had a really nice phone call from one of the members of the city council lavishly thanking me for, I thought, what did I do? But I had interpreted from that positive motion has undone some of the specters. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, so at the last budget committee meeting, there was a motion by one of the councilmen to restore a majority of the funding to the sheltering portion of the contract of the city's animal welfare program. And we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the support of this committee and the community members that voiced their opinion that this is an important safety net for companion animals within the city limits. The request for proposal that was put out by the Eugene Police Department and the city had a noted contract issuance date of May 31st. That came and went. The request has been removed from the public posting. We haven't heard anything from the city whatsoever. We reached out to our contact at EPD, which oversees the animal welfare program, last week, and he said that he was in a holding pattern as well, and that he would get in touch with us
what
as
is that?
Soon as possible. I don't know. You know, I think there are two major things at play. This go-around on the contract. One was the funding, the other is the definition of scope of services. And you may remember meeting a couple months ago with this group, we discussed the significant changes to what the city was prioritizing and how they saw members of the public being integrated into their animal welfare program. So my assumption is that they're reviewing the scope of services, they're reviewing the funding, and hopefully will get back to us before June 30th when the current contract expires.
Now the current contract is $470,000, or thereabouts?
Thereabouts.
And they were offering $207,000?
Correct.
Now, who made the motion to restore the sheltering part? What does that translate to?
I believe it was Councilman Keating
made
the motion. And so that translates to an additional $200,000 per year. It brings what we understand the sheltering portion of the contract up to $407,000. Currently, fiscal year 22-23 stands at about $470,000. And minimum wage is increasing by 75 cents as of July 1st. Payroll is a driving factor of the cost of services for that contract. So funding has not been fully restored, but it's much, much closer than it was.
So it's 63,000 below the existing current. And so that part You said, is that the scope of services part that still remains to be nailed down, or
the funding part will be, it'll be up to EPD to determine if they want to hold at that what the city has allocated, if they want to use any internal funding to shore up the difference. The scope of services is different. That's the services that are specifically outlined in the contract for us, the contractee, or anyone awarded the contract to do throughout the year.
But you told us that, and please, anyone, you know, you told us that the scope of services in the initial RFP was woefully inadequate, injurious to the animals in the community if it transpired. So how does this differ from that?
Nothing has differed in terms of scope of services yet. We anticipate that there will be more conversation in the coming weeks.
Now, didn't you tell us that under their RFP, Eugenians could not come and surrender animals and have them sheltered within the sphere of this contract?
Let's be clear, surrendering animals in our terminology understands ownership and then surrendering ownership.
Bringing
in lost or stray animals, correct.
So under the existing contract, the city does pay for the sheltering and or medical care and or related efforts to check the microchips and reconnect and whatever. But under this one, as of now, they're not doing that.
The scope of services that were made public for the upcoming contract eliminated the ability for members of the public to bring in animals. So intake is defined in several scenarios. It could be an officer bringing an animal in because they're found at large, or they're part of an ongoing potential case of abuse or neglect. It could be that they need temporary boarding because an owner has been hospitalized or incarcerated. It could be because they're on bite quarantine. So there's a variety of ways in which animals come to us through this contracted work. And the scope that the city put forth a few months ago for their upcoming contract eliminated the opportunity for members of the public to participate in stray animal intake. And it eliminated all other species aside from dogs or cats, which citizens are allowed to own.
So ferrets and chickens and everything. Interesting.
Now, to your knowledge, the last year that Lane County Animal Services had the city's contract, am I correct, generally speaking, that contract where the county did everything was just shy of $1 million, about $950,000?
To my knowledge, that's correct. That was just right before my time.
So $207,000 versus $960,000.
It's a big difference. I believe that contract included the officers in the field and the fleet that supported the officers.
Oh, absolutely.
And so this is just the structure
and all the licensing
that we're talking about.
All the licensing. We had three people doing licensing.
During that time, there were quite a few people hired at Elkira. Elkira. We're talking Elkira times.
Yeah, right.
And there were quite a few more people hired there than employed there than
definitely.
Right now that
of course.
LCAS has. Right now we have two people plus
two
dispatch.
Offices. Yeah, two officers
plus dispatch.
I think there were nine.
Yeah, there were quite a few. Yeah. And so there was quite a bit of difference.
And they did all the licensing and
it was
they did
close
neighborhood
to $1 million.
Canvassing. Remember?
Pardon?
We had canvassing.
Well, that was part of the. I don't remember her name. One of the people that worked there did that, or headed that up, and she visited the vets and so forth. But the staff was quite a few more staff members.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think we're still pretty well understaffed.
Were they doing TNR then too?
Were they what?
Doing the trap neuter and release program.
volunteers were doing that.
Oh, volunteers.
There were volunteers who grips doing that. I don't think Outcast Elkara was involved in that.
We had paved canvassing.
We did that as well.
River Road, Santa Clara.
Right.
To get licenses.
And it increased the licenses by quite a bit when they did that because people were scared.
So what remains now is to restore the accommodating owners bringing in animals and to have all species that are normally brought in covered. And what else? Is that it? Must be.
I think those are the two primary points of concern currently between the current contract and the proposed new contract starting July 1st.
Now, when you say 75 cents more an hour for wages, how does that translate in terms of
increased
the total of the contract thing? If it's 270, or no, 470, is it a huge more, or is it like $40,000 more?
Well, I think it's important to note that that many of the services that we provide as part of this contracted work, handling dogs that are on bite quarantine, handling animals that are part of ongoing court cases where there's chain of custody issues, handling animals of owned animals of people that are either incarcerated or hospitalized, much of this work is not able to be done by volunteers. And so as a as an organization, the driving force of much of the contracted work that we do is our payroll costs. We do supplement that by utilizing an incredibly strong amount of volunteers each month to help with basic cleaning and socialization and stuff like that.
What about veterinarian, medical?
Veterinarians are employed. Two veterinarians are employed full-time.
So how much more is this, or is that a proprietary? I can respect it if it is.
I don't feel comfortable going on record to quote,
sure.
But I would say it's a significant amount more. At this point, I don't think I have any more updates about the Eugene contract, other than we hope that the city continues to revise their scope of services and the details around the contract, and that we're in communication with them before the end of this month.
But it's significantly greater than the existing one?
Could you repeat the question?
No. They offered, wasn't it about 10% less than the current contract? I understood.
No. What she's saying is the cost of labor and services has gone up with inflation.
Thought you asked about what.
And so that has to be reflected in any updated contract amount. And you're
saying they're offering less than the current contract. So obviously it's not reflected, right?
Correct.
Yeah, but what she's saying is even if the scope of services is restored fully, there still needs to be.
Right, and it's not going to be fully restored at this point, or our understanding.
Right.
Hoping.
But should it be, then, and even if it isn't, there still is this wage differential
right.
In terms of
increased cost for green
right.
That they're not
and so
cover.
She's saying it's substantial. That's a little alarming.
I wouldn't be alarmed. I feel like we've made great progress over the last few months from the first time that I brought this topic to this group.
Right.
And as an organization, Green Hill is committed to being able to continue to provide animal welfare services for the community. And I think at this point it's we are cautiously optimistic that negotiations over the next couple of weeks will be able to come to an agreement with the city of Eugene and continue our relationship.
Well, Matt Keating is a bulldog for sure.
The way I understood it, the city found money.
The city what?
The city found money, which they always have. And that they had that a motion was made to increase what they were talking about, but not fully increase. I understood approximately 10% less than the current contract. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. That was word of mouth. But they're at least closer. And like Dr. Penfold said, it's not written in stone yet.
But
the city received a lot of pushback on this. a lot of it.
I think.
And I know you helped getting on social media sites helped, which a bunch of us did. Yeah. I know you did some personal stuff.
Well, community has spoken, but maybe we need to be vociferous until
words,
the 30th of June, right?
In other words, not quit.
Right. Okay, well, that's a good thing then. Huh? Matt Keating is...
It's looking better anyhow.
It is.
Were there other commissioners that come to mind who spoke and supported Matt Keating, or did they just honor his motion?
City councilors, you mean?
Yeah.
I think he was the driving force behind finding a resolution for the shortfall.
Did anyone else chime in?
There were several commissioners that made an acknowledgement to the importance of services, but they also made acknowledgements that it was a hard task that was set in front of them, and they were making very challenging decisions, and they supported the city staff's initial proposal for the budget distribution as it stood.
Hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. That's CYA time.
That's why they're politicians.
The only other thing I want to note for Green Hill Activity is that Wednesday we are participating in a Lane County mass care and evacuation exercise. It'll be held at Lane County Fairgrounds starting at 8 a.m. It's an exercise, I believe, that's been developed by the Lane County Emergency Manager and her team. It incorporates both... several organizations, including the Red Cross.
I forgot. We're going to be there, too.
Yep. and Animal Response, and I believe Search and Rescue, and the Sheriff's Office, and Communications.
Public Information Officers from different
public
jurisdictions
information, yep.
are also coming.
Yep.
When is this?
Wednesday at the fairgrounds. It's modeled after, there's a group of about 60 people from Lane County that went out to the FEMA National Training Center last November. We participated in a week-long training session of mock exercises to better understand what each of our organizations do, how to improve communication, how to understand the federal ICS model. And so this is a role play, basically, on Wednesday that will both ask for planning and preparation in terms of mass care and evacuation tactics. And then throughout the day, they will inject different scenarios, which causes our organizations to think on the fly and communicate our needs.
Right. And it gives them a way to track data on how the emergency operations centers are collecting the data from the temporary emergency shelter.
Yep.
Has that been communicated to all the media?
I'm confident media will be there.
Yeah, media will be there.
And the public is not particularly encouraged to come in.
No, members of the public that were interested in participating were encouraged to sign up. We do have volunteers that are will be acting as survivors of this disaster, and they'll be role playing along with the Lane County Emergency Management staff, members of the Red Cross, members of Green Hill. And the entire exercise will run until about 2 p.m., I believe, and then there's a hot wash after where everybody brainstorms and says, okay, what worked, what didn't work, what are some after-action plans that we need to solidify before we actually potentially have to respond in real time this year. I know.
Will Mike be there, too?
Lane County Animal Services will be there, myself and Isabel.
What about Michael?
I believe he's going to be there as well.
Good. I'm glad. Because he was...
I can't guarantee because I'm not sure what
during
his schedule
the fires and stuff.
Yeah.
Who's coordinating this? Who's running this?
Patience Whittingham?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our Lane County's emergency manager and her team.
Very great. That's good.
That's good. And we want to say a big thank you to Lane County Animal Services and Fleet. The Elkade trailer has been... shined up, wheels are full of air, everything is ready to go. So they perform annual maintenance on the trailer that stays at Green Hill. It's a companion animal focused, full of supplies, and then the large animal trailer stays here with Fleet. So we're ready to go.
Are you going to be working with staff at all, consulting about that trailer, the large animal trailer?
That is not our area of expertise.
Like the livestock trailer? Yeah, no. They're more domestic animals. So, yeah, that would just be Isabel and I that, you know, hauls horses, cows, llamas.
We communicate frequently, though.
We
like
do.
Multiple times a day. So if something comes up where that trailer could be put to good use that we hear of first, we'll call them.
Yeah.
Because you have, from time to time, dealt with large animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any other, Sasha?
I don't think so.
Thanks for that report. Anything else someone, committee members, would like to add or subtract? Okay. Any items for next month's agenda? We'd like to hear a We Found It and It's Wonderful report on the trailer. And any other, you know, the standard stuff with Green Hill and all. Is there anything else that you think we could add to our agenda? Well, as you ponder this, communicate with Nathan, right? And he can add it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think we've set a record for a summer siesta completion of our agenda. Would anyone care to move to agenda, adjourn the meeting?
Are we going to have a meeting in July?
We are on July 10th.
July 10th.
Monday, 2023, 4 p.m., this location.
That's correct.
Yep. All right.
And then what we'll do as well, because there was some interest in doing these meetings via like a hybrid meeting, so we'll plan to meet in person, but we'll try to every month have an online via Teams option for those who aren't able to make it in person. So you can kind of count on that being available, just in case that's easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is there still someone on this, or did they depart?
No, it looks like Tasha's still on. She's just probably turned off her camera.
I see.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure. And positive news. Oh, there you are. You wondered where you were. So
we're, I'm only happy, sorry.
No, that's fine. We just missed your smiling, beautiful countenance. So we're going to re-meet on Monday, July 10th at 4 p.m. And until then, be safe, drive carefully, and do you know what, by the way, Mark Twain said about dogs? He said, if I ever get to heaven, I expect to see almost all the dogs that I knew and a few of the people. So.